You didn't park here, I tell Harp. You parked somewhere else. You saw the sign while you were walking. Harp looks confused.
Are you trying to hypnotize me?
You didn't park here!
I mean to sound confident, but my voice comes out shrill.
We'll do a loop around the block. You just thought you parked here. You didn't park here.
She nods uncertainly, and the two of us spring back in the direction of Winnie's apartment. Harp chews the inside of her cheek. I try to calm myself with rationality. What are the odds our car could have been stolen? What are the odds that since this time yesterday, I could have learned the truth about the rapture, confirmed that my parents were dead, abandoned in the woods the closest thing I've ever had to a boyfriend, learned that actually my mother is not dead and has just been chillin' in the Bay Area with the half-sister I only recently found out about, decided to leave said alive mother in favor of taking down the Church of America alongside my equally pissed and confused best friend, and had my car stolen. What kind of vengeful Old Testament shit is this?
Viv?
Harp is several paces ahead, but she stops to gape at me. I don't understand why, until I hear myself. I'm rooted where I stand, laughing in a gasping, hysterical way, tears streaming down my face. I taste the salt in them. It's not funny, the way Harp looks at me, but for some reason, that makes me laugh harder. She takes a tentative step toward me.
Oh shit, dude, she whispers. Is this it? Have you finally gone bonkers on me?
I shake my head. I can't breathe. I want to say, my dad. I want to say, Peter. But I can't calm down, and if I say their names, it will only get worse. Harp's expression softens, and I can't look at her because I know she understands. If Harp understands, it's real. I'm not imagining this pain, and if it's real, I'm never going to stop feeling this way. I'm going to hurt this much forever. I tip my head back. I start to feel dizzy, like I've taken a half step outside my body. I have a brief, delirious moment of understanding. This is how I die. Not proudly, not fighting for the things I believe in, but of a panic attack in an unfamiliar city while Harp looks on helplessly.
I'm really, really sorry.